from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. Welcome in. Hour 2, G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. It is a What You Drinking, What You Thinking Friday. And the boys are having cocktails already. Now, what is this concoction you're whipping up for the guys there, brought us?
They're called transfusions. If you're somebody who plays golf,
yeah,
it's a kind of a golf course drink.
Okay.
So it's Tito's, grape juice, ginger ale,
ooh,
lime, ice, stir. And we're actually drinking in cups from the Masters.
Yes, heck, that's classy, yeah, right there.
So I'm drinking in a 2010 Masters cup.
Nice. Ooh. Tall cup, too.
Yeah, this is what you get, yeah, when you go. This is what, yeah, they serve beers, yeah, in at the Masters.
Okay.
So if you go in order, and these beers at the Masters, this is like a $3-4 beer at the Masters.
So it's kind of appropriate with the U.S. Open going on. And
yeah, I don't have a U.S. Open cups. But
also toasting to the Mavericks season.
Yeah, we're toasting, you know, in case this is the final.
I thought it had something to do with Pride Month, to be honest with you.
Just that too, if you want to get, yeah, if we want to go there, we'll go there. You know, but
it's Zaddy season.
My brother's gay. I mean, come on, I'm toast my brother. How about that?
Shout out to you. If you want to go there, we can go there.
Yeah, you want to go there, we'll go
Are
there.
You hitting on Chief right there?
Yeah.
Or is it vice versa?
I don't know, man. I think Chief is hitting on me.
I was definitely hitting on Brody.
I saw a lot of action.
Okay.
That's embarrassing right there. But yeah, no, these are transfusions. So if you, it's a simple drink to make, and even better, it's really a refreshing drink. Very refreshing.
It is.
Yeah. I found it extremely easy to drink as well.
Yes. Yeah. You're going down quickly.
Oh, it's
going
to creep up on you then.
Oh, it already.
Do we need another bottle of vodka? I mean, there's quite a few of you consuming now. I don't want you to run short and have a hangover by the time
terrible.
We get to what you drink.
I think the answer is yes.
I
should have brought a handle. And I just bought but we've got probably just a little bit left. We make it probably
just a little bit left.
One more drink each.
A lot of show, little Tito's. Not a good proportion.
We could use some ginger. Well, I mean, I had a 6-pack of the ginger ale with the little tiny cans. So you got 2 drinks per can kind of a thing.
So we need a full-on run to the shop down here. Don't we?
Yeah. Isn't that, there's a singles or something right behind us.
Right behind us. Yeah, there is. There's absolutely, there is.
I'll walk over there.
We do.
I bet you would. Yeah.
Maybe get fast.
Yeah. You'd probably have jury duty on the way.
Oh, shoot. You're right. Actually, I forgot that email, guys.
Friday news dump coming up at 3:20. Here's Woolchuck with your NFL news of the day.
Well, we know about the trade the Cowboys ended up making on draft day, which ended up being glorious. They moved down to pick 29. They take Tyler Guyton. But the big thing was they were able to get that pick 73 from the Lions. Fleece the Lions.
That one,
they get my guy, Cooper Beebe. But there was another team that was very interested in a Cowboys trade. The Arizona Cardinals released a documentary, and inside the episode called Cardinals Flight Plan, there is a little clip of them discussing with the Cowboys about moving up to pick 24 from pick 27.
If we get a couple picks to go our way, we may just sit. We're talking to Dallas. Dallas is interested in bailing. The one we got to worry about here is Green Bay for the big guy.
Hey man, Monty, how you doing? So we'll give you 27 and 104, and we would take 24 and 174. Okay, call me back. Obviously, depending on if our guys are. Okay, all right, thanks.
Now, the Packers took Jordan Morgan, the offensive tackle at Arizona, which leads me to believe that they took their guy. But yes, regardless, Cowboys got a better offer from the Lions. I mean, you're talking about pick 24 and
Lions
174.
Lions were super aggressive in that draft.
And that's Brad Holmes for you, their GM. And I love his aggressiveness. I mean, he's done that the last 2 years. He sees a guy he wants to go get, he goes and gets them.
That was a big overpay. And it got to the point where we were doing stuff pre-draft. We were doing Cressy's Corner. We were talking about teams up and down, moving up and back. Detroit's not one you even think about where you were because of how...
They didn't have a fourth.
They didn't have the fourth, but you're thinking, would they overpay the three?
Like and 73, we're like, that's way too rich.
Way too rich.
They're not judging by the chart at all.
They'll say, hey, we'll show you rich. We'll just give you this pick and move on.
Yeah, we think that's the best corner in the draft.
They got their corner.
They did.
That corner is...
Could be worth an overpay.
Think about what they gave up to pick that corner. So for them to give up that pick to move up to potentially get him, it's par.
It is.
It's absolute par.
And it worked out brilliantly for the Cowboys because they salvage it by getting Cooper Beebe, which is a guy that is going to be a potential starter for you, maybe as early as this year. So win all the way around, but I always love getting the insight there in the Cardinals, another team that were trying to maybe move up with the Cowboys. Cowboys ended up getting a much better deal than what the Cardinals were offering.
Shout out to the Cardinals social media team as well, getting to about June being like, let's go ahead and release that war room sound that we have.
Never a bad time. Just hoarding all the footage.
Yeah. Everybody's going to need content
lands
at
in
that
Paris.
Point. Yeah, it's true. I mean, it's about to be dead season. I'll take all the content they want to put out there for the Cardinals. You guys check out the Chiefs Super Bowl rings. They gave them to him last night. Man, it features 529 diamonds, 38 rubies, blended with 10 karat white and yellow gold. Mm. The face of the ring has all four of the franchise's Lombardi trophies featured, and inside, they did the whole thing where the top lifts up, like the Rangers ring.
That's the new thing.
Rams are the first to do that, I believe.
Oh, were they a couple years ago?
Yeah, the Rams are the first ones.
Damn, I really was hoping maybe it was the Rangers, but you're probably right.
Yeah, it's the Rams.
The inside has the game-winning play drawn out using Reed's handwriting. One side of the ring has the final score of the victory and the words back-to-back to, of course, signify their consecutive titles. But it's badass. I mean, it really, really is a gorgeous, gorgeous ring. And I guess, I mean, that's the challenge now. If you're going to be a dynasty team like the Chiefs are trying to be, you got to keep one-upping the previous ring. Yeah. This one's gorgeous.
Chiefs didn't have a Super Bowl since 1970. Now they've got four of them.
That's what happens when you get baby goat, Patrick Mahomes, right?
There you go. Yep.
Six-time Pro Bowl defensive lineman, Calais Campbell. He is signing with... The Miami Dolphins. Yes, he is, Chief. He's going to Miami, baby. He's going to be in South Beach. Now, I saw this is a bit of a homecoming for him. He was a University of Miami product.
Yeah, he was one of those pass rushers that wore number 89 in college, and it made you just hate watching
him. What is going on?
But then you watched him just eat up linemen and quarterbacks, and you're like, despite the ugly number, I'll take you on my team. Has this dude been in the league for as long as Mercedes Lewis, by the way?
17 years. Oh, no. So he's 2 years shy, I think. I think Mercedes Lewis is 19.
Because he's pushing it. My gosh, that's a heck of a task.
But he's still playing at a decent level. Like last year with Atlanta, he played well.
He did. Yeah. Yeah, he did.
Top
and
10
he sounds,
defense over Atlanta.
We got to pull some sound of him. He's got one of the greatest voices
deep
of all
time. Deep and raspy.
Just like
almost Doc Rivers-esque in a way, but not quite as raspy, but deeper.
Would you call Doc Rivers a great voice?
I'd say unique.
Yeah. I don't think I could do radio if I had Doc Rivers' voice, right? Nobody.
Sounds like a lot of
painful sounding, man.
It sounds like he just went to a sporting event, yelled his voice out, and then that's the next day.
I couldn't listen to him do a radio show. No.
It's permanent.
I've been thinking the whole time, man, stop, man, you're hurting yourself.
How about PJ's voice yesterday, Coach?
It was a little raspy.
Six minutes.
That's because there's a lot of the usage rate on that voice is.
That was awesome, by the way.
That is all time high.
Absolutely incredible.
I think Dawson.
Damage from Spreewell.
dude. Look out.
Punctured his larynx. Man.
If you're listening, Coach, we love you.
We
Thanks
do
for
love
coming
you.
On.
A 6 minute and 54 second answer. Bleep legendary.
If you could have only asked the question that went for like 3 minutes, like the Stephen Jones
It would have been a pretty good bit.
And then he would have turned around and answered
Well, the funny thing about PJ, as soon as you start
asking a question, he'll be like, oh, yeah, he'll interrupt you like four words in. Like, I know what you're going to ask back to me, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. Trust me.
And then he interviews himself.
That's a radio professional right there.
It's great. Actually, what we should do is. Okay.
I think that's some sort of a coping mechanism he has from childhood that's bizarre.
It all goes back to that Latrell spirit.
You have to. Yeah, Lucius might
be. When we get into the dog days of summer, we can just take a segment off. We can play Eric's segment and then the PJ Carlissimo answer.
I think Dawson was. I think Dawson was playing like three hands of poker while that was going on right there.
Some solitaire, whatever you got going.
Man, it'd be a great co-host to have if you had a degenerate online poker.
Hell yeah. It'd be a great one to have when we just sit back and booze on a Friday. We got a couple of running backs that could end up being options here.
George Gerwin.
Bro, without your glasses, your eyes look even whacked.
The right one's looking much better though, with the blood.
The blood vessel.
You need to get those. Yeah. You need to get the goggles back.
Actually, that's your left.
Ooh, I do need to get the goggles back. You're right. Yeah. I think they're my car.
You're rocking it strong. Okay, let's get to these running backs, and I'll get to the Manning secret meeting. But Alvin Kamara skipped New Orleans Saints final practice yesterday at mandatory minicamps. He wants a new deal. Mm. Now, I saw our guy David Hellman just kind of threw this out there.
Oh,
and if Dave's doing this, it makes me wonder. Okay. Is he throwing chum out there? Does he know something?
Is he about to make Kamara the lightning to Zeke's thunder?
So he's set to make $10.2 million base salary, which is $1 million guaranteed.
Eric just threw up in his mouth.
Seriously.
But is there a possibility? I mean, look, Brandon Cooks was a similar guy.
No.
I mean, why do you say no? Because they just did this with Brandon Cooks and Stephon Gilmore. So this would kind of be a smart way.
I shouldn't say no, but you're getting him to try and pay, right?
Not all of it. I need New Orleans to take some of this. But if you're going to have a disgruntled, aging running back where Kendre Miller, who they drafted a year ago from TCU, is ready to take over that backfield.
Yeah.
If Alvin Kamara's...
I shouldn't say no, but...
Right, but this might be a possibility here where this could work out for both parties. You get Alvin Kamara off your books, maybe they eat some of the salary, and the Cowboys do add a running back. Now, I don't want to give Alvin Kamara an extension. That's going to age poorly. He's older. He's long in the tooth. He's got a lot of carries. But for 1 year, he'd instantly be your running back one.
Could I wait and see if I can trade for him?
Yeah.
I mean, can I trade for him like two weeks into camp?
We can wait this out because maybe he holds out at training camp and the Saints are just like, you know what? We don't want to deal with this.
By the way, like Mickey Loomis, who's the GM with the Saints, his son, Alex Loomis, works for the Cowboys.
So there's relationships.
Yeah, there's relationships, but he might really, really, really know the player too. That might be one of those.
Who maybe on this roster are you wanting to see in the first 2 weeks of camp?
Trey Lance.
No, as far as running back.
Oh, I don't think the starting running back's on this team, me personally, and that's not the Tito's talking. That's I kind of thought.
Okay, well, let me throw another name at you. Former Broncos standout running back Javonte Williams. He appears to be on the roster bubble. Could even be released before the season. Mm. Now, last season he was coming off an ACL, but when he's been on the field, he's shown ability, and he's young. He's only going into year three. So Javonte Williams could be a guy, if he gets cut, you're not giving up any compensation. You bring him in on a flyer. I mean, talent-wise, he ends up also being a guy who might be running back.
He smoked you pretty good in a game recently. I mean, what, 2-3 years ago when Denver came?
It was his rookie season.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a good player.
He is a good player.
So that's another guy to just consider if you look at running backs moving forward. This is also part of the Brady Hall of Fame induction from a couple nights ago. Eric, you brought up yesterday Manning came out, surprised Tom. But he also told a great story. This is during their playing days. We always thought like Brady and Manning, they must hate each other, right?
Not
their
at all.
Ultimate rivals. No, they were boys. They were actually working out together in the offseason.
Yeah.
During this heated rivalry, here was Manning telling the story.
Tom's coming off an MVP season. I'm coming off an MVP season. We met in a small town in Tennessee. I said, Tom, let's get together. Let's kind of go real under the radar. You know, don't tell anybody we're coming in. Tom flies in on Mr. Kraft's plane, big, huge plane. I'm like, that is not what I said. I said, under the radar. That's against the salary cap, too, by the way. We won't get into that. But we played golf together. We lifted weights together. We threw routes together with these high school receivers. We took their phones away, and we said, if you tell anybody that Tom Brady and I are working out together and that we're friends, we're going to kill all of you. So,
And I guess they took that threat literally, because we had not heard about this until Manning spilled the beans two nights ago at the Hall of Fame party. So great story. Manning, again, A-plus delivery with the jokes there. He also was asked about, like, all right, do you want to go into the front office of an NFL team? Similar to the questions Troy Aikman's been getting. Manning said that's not in the cards right now.
But I think Manning wants to own a team. I think he wants to be part of an ownership group.
And he's doing a good job kind of making some money off the field of his Omaha productions.
Oh, they're doing really well.
And the connections he's making. Maybe that is something Peyton could do down the line.
Hey, that's wild for those kids, though. Like, you know that Peyton Manning and Tom Brady are working out together. Mm-hmm. You're out there catching the balls. Nobody else knows except for you guys.
And you're in high school.
You cannot leak it. You know what I mean? But like, for the clout, you can't leak it.
But we can't keep secrets our affairs with teachers, you know, and things like that, though.
Super disappointing.
Well, there were pictures there, right? They took their phones away. They were smart. Yeah. Teachers didn't take the kids' phones away. They're sending
them the photos. Teachers need to learn from Brady and Manning.
Let's make it stain.
Yeah.
Because if the photos came out, bro, it'd be like the Iron Sheik and Jim Duggan or something getting caught together. It'd just break hearts out here.
You know, you'd be surprised the number of people that you think are enemies in sports or whatever that really have a friendship with the guy. That there are gal that they know that everybody thinks they don't like.
Like Larry and Magic really genuinely did not like each other, right?
Yeah.
Like that's what Winning Time made it seem like. Yeah. Then they formed a relationship later on.
Way later.
But during the heat of the rivalry, they did not like each other. That was real.
I know in auto racing, Jeff Gordon and Dale Earnhardt, like they were on the track, they were bitter enemies. But in real life, they were really great business partners. They knew they needed each other. To kind of create for sales, for merchandise and things like that. So it's funny how you think somebody might hate somebody in real life. They're friends with the guy or gal.
Playing it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's good. That soap opera is good.
Yeah.
That's why I think the NFL's making a mistake not letting the guys talk a little bit more. All righty. It is time now here in the G-Bag Nation for a Friday news dump here on a game for what you drinking, what you thinking Friday. Your texts are always welcome on a what you drinking, what you thinking Friday. Our phone calls are coming up after Eric Nadel at 5:20. Chief, what do you have next?
We got ourselves a Friday news dump. Fine dining, Jello shots, and a stat of the day next year in the nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Chief, as a Friday news dump segment is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. We'll talk with Ryan Spielborg's Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV coming up at 4 o'clock. They have Rangers Mariners tonight. They're on your Apple TV, so we'll talk with Ryan. Here's the Chief. All right, I'm seeing in real time here in the news dump. This is breaking news dump news. Anti-coital beds have been installed inside every athlete's room for the Paris Olympics.
Good luck.
2024.
They'll find a way around it like the Mormons do.
I thought the French were always in support romantics.
Yeah.
But I don't know what an anti-coital bed looks like. I guess we need to go to Broadus for more on this.
He says, it's just a very small bed.
Did they come to your house and get the exact dimensions and everything of what your bed looks like and install it in every bed in Paris?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's an anti-sex bed, Ryan.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Quiddle? Is that anti? Does that mean anti?
Coital? Anti-coital.
Coital.
Coital.
You know I'm not going to say it right.
I didn't know that was going over your head there. I could have just said anti-sex beds, but I feel like that would have been too heavy-handed.
How is that a thing?
They can't do that at the Olympics.
You can't do that.
The world depends on these athletes hooking up for great athletes.
Continuing.
And that's what athletes do, by the way.
Yes,
yes. You've been in Texas relays, bro?
Ooh.
Sorry.
I tell you what, there's some talent in Texas relays.
I don't snitch on anybody.
I mean, I'm definitely not near as confident in our basketball team. If they're not going to be able to do anything, you know.
So I'm saying, the world needs athletes hooking up.
Zion or something.
We need him.
Yeah, bro. Which, by the way, have you seen the latest, the oh my gosh, Zion video? That girl bouncing around, whatever she was doing, was like.
No, is this the same
guy? Oh, it's just Mariah Mills. The same one, yes. There's just like
new. Why did she leave him alone?
She's not doing anything to him. There's just new videos at surface of her that like just continue to make you wonder how Zion could have gotten himself involved with this situation.
Her rump can definitely not fit on this bed whatsoever. This anti-sex bed.
It's a twin size bed and it's made of cardboard bed frames.
That's an anti-sleep bed. That's not an anti-coital bed.
Yeah, you're not. I mean, what are we doing? Not helping here. Yeah.
I'm going to have to make a pallet on the floor to get comfortable here.
People get busy in Toyotas.
Like, exactly. Like,
you're not going
to
stop
if they
want
to do it, they're going to do it.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and they can get a good night's sleep here to perform best.
In all honesty, this is there should be like a competition committee to be like, no, these athletes can't be sleeping on crappy beds here.
I don't think our basketball teams even stand in that complex. And
they can't. How could they fit on these beds? They're not accommodating for 7 foot
human
beings.
They're in another hotel. They're in a.
It's sort of ridiculous.
Yeah. Cardboard bed?
I guess. On, I didn't even. I just saw the headline, which read.
I did some research on it, and that's the description.
Okay. So. I guess that means they presume that no person is going to want to have romantic time on cardboard.
Yeah.
Which Wolchuk can attest that is patently false.
Yeah. Definitely false. When they interviewed one athlete, and they're like, sex is sex. We don't even need the bed to do it. We can do that on the floor if we want to.
Yeah, so with the flexibility and the athleticism of these guys, they'll find a chandelier and get the job done.
Yeah. You know, unless you got a shot put gal.
Which okay, if you could hook up with a sport.
Oh my god. Jeez, Broadus.
I'm just saying if you could hook up with a sport. Which sport would you hook up with?
I got to narrow it down to one.
That's what I'm saying.
You could probably find some really good soccer.
I'm a pigskin guy.
Soccer gals.
Soccer?
The track and field.
Track and field?
Wait, beach okay. Volleyball. Like, when you said the sport, I thought you just meant like which sport do you love so much that you want to just literally make love to the sport? That was football.
I misunderstood
the question.
Why?
We've had some batty gymnasts.
I got to go on a case by case basis here. I don't know if I can identify.
Give me the track.
Track? I think track is
obviously you got the shot putters there. You might want to really zero in on the field part. You may want the
field part of track, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Lucius was watching a track and field event, and some of those rears, my God.
Yeah, it's amazing.
You get from God.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. Strike matches on
it's like slapping God in the face.
What?
What an incredible question there from Broadus, though, that I look forward to revisiting.
Why did you not answer it correctly then?
You said if you had to hook up with a sport, what sport would you want to hook up with? Yeah.
Olympics.
I'm sorry, dude.
It was just a momentary comprehension issue, but he knows now. We understand. We're all on the same page.
He doesn't know very much.
There's something to be said for softball.
Oh, that's a good. Yeah.
They're garnering. A much better reputation than they had maybe 10, 15 years ago.
Don't sleep on those equestrian
outfielders. The outfielders in softball. Yeah, the equestrian.
Don't sleep on the equestrian gals.
Yeah. Oh, for real?
They know what they're doing.
Yeah. Bow-legged.
In the saddle.
Bow-legged. But yeah.
Sounds like you're speaking from experience, guys.
Yeah, equestrian gals
are great. Ambitions of a rider.
Yeah.
Now, the gymnasts are cool. I married a gymnast. Yeah. But they turn into, like, when as they get older, just buff little dwarfs around the house. You got to watch out for that. They got bad attitudes.
It's like athletes. The joints down. They stop growing after
You got to think a little. Buff little dwarfs, dog. Just strong as hell for no reason.
Get still competitive.
Yeah, oh, just so competitive. Good. Everything is a competition.
You're like, stop. Yeah.
The Barstool president, Dave Portnoy, noted Boston fan, just tweeted at Mark Cuban, "Hey, quick question, Mark. I'm randomly going to be in Dallas tonight. I know it's your city. I'm planning a big celebration tonight. What's the best place to go and pop bottles and stuff?"
Baby dolls, obviously.
Well, 877-881-1053. If you want to assist a Boston troll in where to pop bottles and stuff in Dallas tonight,
then text
in the best place that that he should be going.
It's Dave who?
Portnoy. Dave Portnoy.
Oh, yeah, the Barstool guy.
Give him a pizza, please.
Yeah, Dallas Cabaret on, what is that? Harry Hines is a good spot for him to go. Pull up and pop bottles around there, bro.
Yeah, go for it.
Where are all your jewelry and everything, too?
Hey, wrong answers only on this. Where should Dave Portnoy go tonight in Dallas to celebrate popping bottles and stuff?
Okay, what do you think about Sean's suggestion for him? Because he quote tweeted him and said, Lizard Lounge, XTC, and Zippers.
XTC is about to be out of here.
Is it?
Yeah. It's going to switch to another owner and change the names. But yeah, the legacy of XTC is going to be out of here.
They need to do a 30 for 30 on Harry Hines.
Yes.
Well, the Jerry Doc's coming out here in a couple of months.
Maybe they cover that wreck, man. Well, yeah, the car accident over there.
We got that Netflix documentary, man. Any pub is good pub. But yeah, please send in wrong answers only. Would love to hear that. Elsewhere in the news dump, how about the stat of the day here? Caitlin Clark has an average 3-point shot distance, and I know Walchuk saw this as well.
Yeah.
He quote tweeted it with something along the lines of OMG. This girl shooting.
What?
That's just what he. That was his. That was his quote tweet.
She be shooting.
Caitlin Clark has an average 3-point shot distance of just slightly over 28 feet.
Wow.
Now the WNBA 3-point range. She does.
That's insane.
In college, she had range.
Well, she's in the WNBA. She does, and that's why people loved watching her play. She was like the Steph Curry of women's basketball. Yeah.
The WNBA 3-point line is roughly 22 feet. Her average 3-point shot distance is just over 28. So she's like six feet behind the line on average.
Stadium logo. She's hitting stadium logo shots.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she is only making 32% of them.
Yeah. No, for sure.
With a smaller ball.
But to make them from that range.
Here we go.
She's making 2.6.
That's because she's getting defended when she tries to get close. She's having to step out there to get open looks.
I think she's getting picked up pretty far up the floor compared to some other women.
So if you're getting picked up far up the floor, there's space behind them that you could break them down and get into to take closer threes or elbow jumpers. Exactly.
She trusts her range.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I would not trust my range at 32%.
We didn't know we worked with Greg Popovich here.
She trusts her range more than Steph trusts his, more than Damian Lillard trusts his, and more than Trae Young trusts his, because the 28.04 feet that she's pulling up from on average is more than all of those guys I just mentioned and their highest seasons of distance on average. So she's got mad confidence in that, but I believe she's making 2.6 per game.
So you guys are making it a virtue that she can't get any better shots.
No, I think
she's chucking threes from nearly half court.
A rookie. I think absolutely she's going to improve. I think this is still impressive.
I think she's doing everything she can to keep it.
I don't know if it's impressive.
Team.
I don't know what it is. I just think it's interesting. I don't know if there's any virtue. I'm not doing any, oh my gosh, Caitlin Clark's the greatest thing we've ever seen, greatest 3-point shooter we've ever seen.
There's been not a single compliment
sent from my mouth to her in this description, other than just acknowledging she has more confidence in her range than Trae Young, Steph Curry, and Damian Lillard do. That is just interesting. Yeah. She may suck and she may not be good, but the fact of the matter is, holy hell, she's pulling up from 28 feet. Maybe it's because the defense is just so good, or maybe it's because she's super confident. Either way, interesting. Are you guys surprised to find out that Victor Wembanyama does his own grocery shopping wearing a Spurs t-shirt at HEBs throughout the San Antonio greater area?
Not at all. Good for him. Good for him.
No, yeah.
There's a photo of him doing it. I'm surprised.
Woolchuck needs to teach him how to go pick up the groceries, right? Don't you order them?
Yeah, I got the system down at HEB. Yeah, you make sure you order ahead.
That's a great store, by the way.
And then they schedule your time. You got a 30-minute increment. You just slide into one of the parking spots. You open up the app. You tell them which spot you're in. They bring it right out to you.
Yeah. I like pushing a basket around that place. Pretty impressive.
I do, just not with a screaming baby.
That weighs much better than having groceries delivered. I can't get a good delivery
driver.
I'm not
doing the delivery.
Dude,
I'm going to go pick
it up myself.
You spent
like $200 on like Chick-fil-A other day.
I didn't complete that order. That was my
end
point.
What happened there? What was going on there?
It's gotten insane.
Why is it so expensive?
I think because people keep paying it.
Is it that convenient?
It is for some folks. It absolutely is.
Also we are just
Dawson
that lazy.
He ordered a bottle of water from the hotel lobby one time.
Yes,
That was a desperation.
But that was back in the day when you could be lazy for convenience. Now they're charging you 2.5 or 3 times. Yeah. It's not a $10 delivery.
Why?
It's like, hey, here's a $35 order for $90. I don't know. I think people are paying it.
I did see you spend $200 on barbecue, and I loved you for it.
I have done that before. Yeah. I'll do that here when it's time to party.
That's not fast food. No, no. That's not a couple of chicken nuggets and a chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
That's a freaking trough.
I'll dance at your wedding trough, every time you do
it's,
that.
It's Woolchuck did the top 10 best barbecue restaurants, and now I have a hankering for a brisket Sando.
You did.
That's what that is.
You did. You spent
desperate team theory.
You spent $200, and you went the trough. You went the whole deal. You didn't just order a couple of Sandos.
Well,
we got
brisket Sandos coming next week.
Oh,
with the way the Celtics series is going.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Wait, did I win a bet?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you bet brisket Sandos on it.
I mean, if you think the series is over.
No, go Mavs.
Speaking of winning, let's go ahead and identify ourselves by our Rocco's Jello Shot Challenge team
yesterday.
Who's our team, everybody? I'm a Tennessee man.
I took Florida State.
You're a Florida State man. So is Woolchuck.
Yep, Kentucky.
You're a Kentucky guy, and Lucius.
Florida.
It's a
Even
Florida
though I like
game.
How we're talking about baseball, right?
Right.
Yes.
Right.
I like how Florida State plays.
Yeah. Good for
you. A lot of sauce, man. Yeah, they play. So fun to watch them play.
Well, we have this is an update from 3 hours ago. Okay, we'll get another update at 5 p.m., so we'll circle back. But right now, in the lead, the undrafted North Carolina Tar Heels.
They were not going to drink anything.
Are leading the shot board at 506.
Wow.
Now, my Tennessee Fighting RJ Choppies are sitting there in second place with 491 Jello shots. Then you're going to go ahead and get to Kentucky.
All
Hello,
right.
Brian Broadish
Come
on the board.
Come on.
And then you will actually get to Texas A&M.
Whoop.
And then you will get to NC State.
Whoop,
and
pow.
Then you will get to Florida State with Virginia bringing it up the rear.
Yeah, we knew Virginia was going to be awful.
And how big is the gap from like first to whatever?
From first, so it's 506 is first place. And then second to last place, which is you guys, Dawson and Woolchuck, Florida State, that's 210. So it's like a 300 Jello shot gap right now.
We can rally.
What the hell are they
but
doing
we gotta
in
get
Kentucky?
Busy.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
North Carolina, number one right now.
They're looking for the whiskey. You know? They're not a baseball
Tar Heels
school.
Got a lot
I was
to do
thinking
between
every
Monday
Kentucky
through Friday.
Fan is Will Chambers.
Yeah.
At Commonwealth Stadium, I think every fan is Will Chambers. That's why I picked him.
Yeah, and that's
just
fair.
Drunks.
Yeah.
Will, he embraces being drunk.
Oh yeah.
He's good at it.
His bourbon knowledge is incredible. Yeah, he is.
All right. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan.
By the way, they said send Dave Portnoy to the Tiger Club.
Tiger Cabaret on 30. Tiger's Cabaret.
Maybe LeBear.
It has one entrance and one exit. You know what I'm saying? It's that type of spot. When I went there, I got scared. Go to the Cliff Club in Oak Cliff. And Escapade 2009. Dave Portnoy and pop them bottles, bro.
That's on 35.
Wear your chains and everything, too, man.
Yeah.
Your new shoes.
I drive by Tiger every day on my way, and I'm like, man, I wonder what it's like to go party in that spot.
We call it,
let's go one night.
We call it Let's Eat Great.
No, let's not.
It scared the hell out of me, bro.
Really?
Yeah, there's like pictures of skulls and stuff in there on the walls and everything. Music is hella loud, and you feel like anybody can just jump off at any time.
Maybe a bet payoff one day.
Girls are beautiful.
We need to go.
If you're up early on Saturday or Sunday morning driving into town, there's about a 50% chance there'll be police in the parking lot.
Yeah. They like us. The police like us. We've proven that.
Yeah, indeed. Okay, Ryan Spielborg's Friday Night Baseball. Apple TV's coming up at 4 o'clock. What's next, Chief?
Biggest L, biggest dub. 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? That's next right here in the nation. Yes, sir. Let's go ahead. 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Let's roll. Big L to the 46-year-old Artemio Sanchez Ortega, who lit himself on fire in New Mexico while trying to get back at his ex. This is an ultimate backfire.
Not good.
Maybe the number one seed in KNC Mashpee's history if they did this story. He was trying to set his ex's house on fire, of course.
And he spilled gas on himself.
While she was inside the house with her children, mind you. But the video shows that he's trying to run away from the house, yes, while he's on fire.
Yeah.
And she had actually been watching the entire situation unfold from inside the home. So she made it out of the house with her kids unharmed. But old Sanchez Ortega fled the scene in a truck. Police, we're still looking for him as of yesterday. I'm sure they found him now as he was getting burnt to a crisp, trying to, by foot, get to his vehicle and start burning some road up. But that's a huge L right there for that guy. 972, biggest L, sprained my hamstring. I didn't know we sprained hamstrings. I thought you strained hamstrings.
Straining seems very logical, yes.
Yeah, strain there, pull.
Maybe just a typo. Sometimes your hamstring hurts so bad you can't really spell properly.
it's a darty day.
Either way, he's taking an L.
Hamstring problem's not good.
Biggest dub, though, he says, I'm once again a Sancho. I'm not sure exactly what that means.
I don't either.
Okay.
Sancho.
Well, maybe I should have looked it up before saying it. I don't know.
Oh, maybe you just, maybe you just swore at us.
You think so?
Yeah,
I didn't say anything dirty.
What
the hell did you just say to me?
Yeah, it does say okay, sometimes Sancho. Offensive. I'm looking this up. Sometimes offensive.
No.
Someone's companion, sidekick, or helper. I'll be your Sancho, the modern equivalent of your squire, your comrade.
Your side B.
In arms and slang. I don't know. But that's his dub. He is still that. So congratulations to that dude. Hey, how about this guy over here, Dawson?
What happened?
Poker legend, Phil Ivey.
Oh, yeah.
He made history. Winning his 11th WSOP bracelet.
Bracelet, yeah.
Wow.
Which is second most all time.
Was he the best Phil? Because I knew Phil Hellmuth.
Comparable.
Okay.
Phil Ivey is a, like Phil Ivey, he's, other than playing, really playing cards, he will gamble on anything. Like I've heard stories about him in golf.
Yeah.
Like if he bets that he can hit a shot within 5 feet.
And he's incredible at playing blackjack. Like he's banned from a lot of casinos around the world because he's taken them for so many millions of dollars.
Wow.
He'll fly West Coast, East Coast to go play cards. He's got to find places to play. They won't always let him do it.
Apparently this latest win for Phil Ivey put him over the $10 million mark in career World Series of Poker earnings.
I wonder how much he's lost, Dawson, in his day.
Yeah,
there's no telling how much money he's lost, but he is one of the most successful poker players ever. But I would like to know the number he's lost.
When you're that good, you can pretty much run it until the wheels fall off, get a loan for $100,000 and go sit down and play poker for a month and be a millionaire again. Yeah. You know, he is that amazing at what he does.
No reactions at all.
The text is going off with the Sancho.
Okay, so what are you learning about the Sancho stuff over there, Walchuk?
Is that bad?
Yeah, I mean, apparently it's a guy who gets with your wife. It's a prison.
Mine?
Yeah, some are saying it's like a prison term. So, like, this dude's hooking up with your wife while your dude's in jail.
Oh, okay. All right.
Like a Jody? In the military, we call them Jodys. Yeah. Oh, don't worry about it, man. Your girl's okay. Jody's got her.
Lucy, she say that to him?
Yeah. Man, I miss my family. Think about my girl. Hey, don't worry about it, bro. Jody got it. Don't worry about it.
Make him feel worse?
Focus on you right now, dog.
Jody's making him feel
distracted.
Yeah, you can see it when they hit him, too. They just walk around with their head down for a long time. Yeah. So who is this Jody guy, bro?
Yeah. Tell me about this Jody.
Tell me about Jody, man. Is he on the base or something?
Like Jody Foster?
Sancho.
Rodeo Ron's in the 817. Biggest dub, got 2 days off of work Wednesday and Thursday this week.
Okay.
It's huge for him. Can you imagine how in the tank he was on those days, dude? He says his L, though, is that he had 2 days off due to dehydration and had to spend a day in the hospital.
Okay, this is great because not 15 months ago, I asked Rodeo Ron because he works outside. I was like, dude, you must drink a lot of water all day long. He's like, nope. Just give me my, what's he drink?
Jim Beam.
And yeah. A couple of Dr. Peppers or something.
Just a splash.
Yeah.
Just a splash just a of Dr. Pepper. In
that I bet he became a water guy this week. Hope you feel better, Ron.
Dehydration.
Yeah.
I thought his body had already sort of adapted to the amount of alcohol and the lack of water and electrolytes.
Really adapted to the dark.
Yeah, I thought he was sort of born in the dark.
He was born in the Jim Beam.
Yeah, man. It looks like, yeah, it is a bit of a side piece. We're getting a lot of Sancho side piece conversation here. So that's good. This was educational for us.
Yeah,
we had no idea.
Thank you for educating.
Check your girl's phone for Sancho. Check your girl's phone for Sancho.
Better not have a Sancho in the contacts.
There'll be no Sanchos.
Big L.
I don't want to look
who the hell
there.
Is this Sancho
yeah,
guy?
Who is this?
And why are your panties over here?
Why are you sweating?
I'll tell you,
Sancho Mark?
Whoa.
I'll tell you who's sweating right now. The fake meat eaters. The headline reads, vegan fake meats linked to heart disease and early death.
Oh, no.
Wow.
That's got to scare you.
Joey might want to think twice.
Joey's not going to get done by eating 75,000 oysters.
He's not even eating those, man.
He's going to get done by fake weenie.
I don't believe that he is actually eating the fake meat stuff, but who's to say? I mean, he got a 4-year, $1.2 million contract.
By the way, is that endorsement deal.
Sign it.
Is that enough, though, 4 years for how popular he is?
Is that $300,000 a year?
Yeah. He's a competitive eater.
Yeah, $300,000 a year.
Is that enough?
Talk about fake meat, you know, to talk about a science experiment that's killing people.
Yes.
I mean, I think we'd all sign up for that.
If I actually, even if I had to eat it, I think that's a deal.
Oh, well, that's where I draw the
line. There's no way in hell you're eating fake hot dog stuff.
Yeah, I would not like it at all.
For 300 grand,
for $300,000 a year, I'd figure out a way.
Right? Wouldn't.
Yeah,
that's the businessman in you.
Yeah, thank you. Got
putting
family
aside,
to take care of.
Exactly. That's sacrificing for the family.
Okay.
That's the type of that's the type of fathering that
thank you.
Who's the guy that we were giving a Father of the Year award to last week, even though he's terrible at everything else?
Yeah, that's Angel Hernandez.
Angel Hernandez. Yeah.
Retired to protect his family.
Exactly. Putting his own selfish desires aside for the betterment of the team, a.k.a. his family, a.k.a. the most important living thing on this earth to Gavin Dawson.
Anything else, Brian?
Just sacrificing.
Sour cream?
If it's Daisy.
A dollop of Daisy.
There you go.
A dollop will do. There you go.
Yeah, I hate people that like promote stuff and don't actually use it.
Me too.
Was that Woolchuck? Was that?
Me too.
Yeah.
I can't stand that.
There's
so many
going to
of them
Diamonds
out
Direct
there.
This weekend. And give me one of them tennis bracelets.
Tennis bracelets?
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. 469, biggest dub. Sent the wife to grab the exclusive True Brand Mavs Finals Dallas hat, and she got two of them.
Wow.
Whoa, way to go.
Must have been Johnny on the spot or Janie on the spot.
Wolchuk's wow. Still waiting for old Danucci, the Nooch, to send him his exclusive
dude.
Gear.
I mean, I he was supposed to send it to all of us. We were all a little bit bummed.
I
like how those hats are built, man. I think it's a premium hat.
It is. Yeah. It absolutely is. 314, biggest L, bought tickets to Conor McGregor's fight.
Yeah.
McGregor.
Supposedly they're rescheduling for October, UFC 307. I don't know why they don't put that thing at the Sphere if it's ever actually going to happen, which I don't believe it will.
By the way, the ooh, Eagles yeah. are Eagles.
Big dub to the Eagles fans out there.
Yeah.
Not the filthy Eagles, no. But the Don Henley, North Texas, born and bred Eagles
yeah.
that are absolutely
residency, right?
Beautiful to the ears. Yeah.
September through October.
Well, and last week, Nadell told us, like, you got to get out there. Even if it's a band that you don't like, you just got to go and see a show at the Sphere. It's that incredible.
Yeah, I'm going to make a beeline
how
for
did
that.
We missed that, didn't we?
We did.
The Sphere?
Yeah.
But that week
yeah,
we were there, it was so
it
busy.
It was U2.
There was no way we could go.
And it was U2.
I would have gone.
I'd have gone to see U2, too.
I've seen them like four times.
Four times?
Yeah.
Damn.
So was there a lawn you like stand on and watch it happening on the Sphere? Do you surround the Sphere? Yeah. Do you go inside
you're
the Sphere?
You go in. Sphere.
Yeah, you're in that thing.
We're penetrating the Sphere.
And it's, yeah, there is some
oh,
form
so you're
of penetration.
Sitting, you're sitting inside the Sphere?
Yeah. Yes.
As it's like playing on a giant screen
yes,
all
and
around
it's like
you.
A 360 holy S kind of situation. The stage is out in front of you, but then there's screens and just like, I don't know, you're in an IMAX okay. crazy,
yeah,
like, supposed to be one heck of an experiment.
Psychedelic experience, man.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. We used to go to this OmniMax place where they'd have like the massive view. I forget it was called, but they'd have laser light shows for like Pink Floyd and stuff.
Okay.
Whoa. Super trippy.
So that's like probably the infancy of what is now the Sphere.
Yeah.
But same type of idea.
I mean, yeah, we got to go do that. Ryan Spielborg's Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV joins you next right here. Let's talk Rangers Mariners as they're coming off two in a row against the Dodgers. It's next in the nation.
Yes, sir. Let's go ahead. 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Let's roll. Big L to the 46-year-old Artemio Sanchez Ortega, who lit himself on fire in New Mexico while trying to get back at his ex. Ugh. This is an ultimate backfire.
Not good.
Maybe the number one seed in KNC Masterpiece history if they did this story. He was trying to set his ex's house on fire, of course.
And he spilled gas on himself.
While she was inside the house with her children, mind you. But the video shows that he's trying to run away from the house, yes, while he's on fire.
Yeah.
And she had actually been watching the entire situation unfold from inside the home. So she made it out of the house with her kids unharmed. But old Sanchez Ortega fled the scene in a truck. Police, we're still looking for him as of yesterday. I'm sure they found him now as he was getting burnt to a crisp, trying to, by foot, get to his vehicle and start burning some road up. But that's a huge L right there for that guy. 972, biggest L, sprained my hamstring. I didn't know we sprained hamstrings. I thought you strained hamstrings.
Straining seems very logical, yes.
Yeah, strain there, pull.
Maybe just a typo, Sometimes your hamstring hurts so bad you can't really spell properly.
No, it's a darty day.
Either way, he's taking an L.
Hamstring problem's not good.
Biggest dub, though, he says, I'm once again a Sancho. I'm not sure exactly what that means.
I don't either.
Okay.
Sancho.
Well, maybe I should have looked it up before saying it. I don't know.
Oh, maybe you just, maybe you just swore at us.
You think so?
Yeah, I didn't say anything dirty.
What
the hell did you say to me?
It does say okay, sometimes Sancho. Offensive. I'm looking this up. Sometimes offensive.
No.
Someone's companion, sidekick, or helper. I'll be your Sancho, the modern equivalent of your squire, your comrade.
Your side B?
In arms. In slang. I don't know. But that's his dub. He is still that. So congratulations to that dude. Hey, how about this guy over here, Dawson?
What happened?
Poker legend, Phil Ivey.
Oh, yeah.
He made history. Poker. Winning his 11th WSOP bracelet.
Bracelet, yeah.
Wow.
Which is second most all time.
Was he the best Phil? Because I knew Phil Hellmuth.
Comparable.
Okay.
Phil Ivey is a, like Phil Ivey, he's, other than playing, really playing cards, he will gamble on anything. Like I've heard stories about him in golf.
Yeah.
Like if he bets that he can hit a shot within 5 feet.
And he's incredible at playing blackjack. Like he's banned from a lot of casinos around the world because he's taken them for so many millions of dollars.
Wow.
He'll fly West Coast, East Coast to go play cards. He's got to find places to play. They won't always let him do it.
Apparently this latest win for Phil Ivey put him over the $10 million mark in career World Series of Poker earnings.
I wonder how much he's lost, Dawson, in his day.
Yeah, you know.
There's no telling how much money he's lost, but he is one of the most successful poker players ever. But I would like to know the number he's lost.
When you're that good, you can pretty much run it until the wheels fall off, get a loan for $100,000 and go sit down and play poker for a month and be a millionaire again. Yeah. You know, he is that amazing at what he does.
No reactions at all.
The text is going off with the Sancho.
Okay, so what are you learning about the Sancho stuff over there, Walt?
Is that bad?
Yeah, I mean, apparently it's a guy who gets with your wife. It's a prison.
Mine?
Yeah, some are saying it's like a prison term. So like this dude's hooking up with your wife while your dude's in jail.
Oh, okay. All right.
Like a Jody? In the military, we call them Jodys. Yeah. Oh, don't worry about it, man. Your girl's okay. Jody's got her.
Damn it, Jody!
Lucy, she say that to him?
Yeah. Man, I miss my family. Think about my girl. Hey, don't worry about it, bro. Jody got it. Don't worry about it.
See, make him feel worse.
Focus on you right now, dog.
Jody's making him feel
distracted.
Really good.
Yeah. Yeah, you can see it when they hits him, too. Oh, yeah, they just walk around their head down for a long time. Yeah. So who is this Jody guy, bro?
Yeah. Tell me about this Jody.
Tell me about Jody, man. Is he on the base or something?
Like Jody Foster?
Sancho.
Rodeo Ron. In the 817, biggest dub got 2 days off of work Wednesday and Thursday this week.
Okay.
It's huge for him. Can you imagine how in the tank he was on those days, dude? He says his L, though, is that he had 2 days off due to, dehydration. And had to spend a day in the hospital.
Okay, this is great because not 15 months ago, I asked Rodeo Ron because he works outside. I was like, dude, you must drink a lot of water all day long. He's like, nope. Just give me my, what's he drink?
Jim Beam.
And yeah. A couple of Dr. Peppers or something.
Just a splash.
Yeah. Just a splash just a of Dr. Pepper.
In that I bet he became a water guy this week. Hope you feel better, Ron.
Dehydration.
Yeah. I thought his body had already sort of adapted to the amount of alcohol and the lack of water and electrolytes.
Really adapted to the dark.
Yeah, I thought he was sort of born in the dark.
He was born in the Jim Beam.
Yeah, man. It looks like, it is a bit of a side piece. We're getting a lot of Sancho side piece conversation here. So that's good. This was educational for us.
Yeah,
we had no idea.
Thank you for educating.
Check your girl's phone for Sancho. Check your girl's phone for Sancho.
Better not have a Sancho in the contacts.
There'll be no Sanchos.
Big L.
I don't want to look. Who the hell is this Sancho guy?
Who is this?
David, and why are your panties over here?
Why are you sweating?
I'll tell you, Sancho Mark?
Whoa.
I'll tell you who's sweating right now. The fake meat eaters. The headline reads, vegan fake meats linked to heart disease and early death.
Oh, no.
Wow.
That's Joey might want to think twice.
Joey's not going to get done by eating 75,000 oysters.
He's not even eating those, man.
He's going to get done by fake weenie.
I don't believe that he is actually eating the fake meat stuff, but who's to say? I mean, he got a 4-year, $1.2 million contract.
By the way, is that endorsement deal?
Sign it.
Is that enough, though, 4 years for how popular he is?
Is that $300,000 a year?
Yeah. He's a competitive eater.
Yeah, $300,000 a year.
Is that enough?
Talk about fake meat, you know, to talk about a science experiment that's killing people.
Yes.
I mean, I think we'd all sign up for that.
If I actually, even if I had to eat it. I think that's a deal.
Oh, well, that's where I draw the line.
There's no way in hell you're eating the fake hot dog stuff.
Yeah. I would not like it at all.
For 300 grand.
But for 300 grand a year, I'd figure out a way.
Right? You wouldn't.
Yeah,
that's the businessman in you.
Yeah, thank you. Got
putting
family
aside,
to take care of.
Exactly. That's sacrificing for the family.
Okay.
That's the type of that's the type of fathering that
thank you.
Who's the guy that we were giving a Father of the Year award to last week, even though he's terrible at everything else?
Yeah, that's Angel Hernandez.
Angel Hernandez. Yeah.
Retired to protect his family.
Exactly. Putting his own selfish desires aside for the betterment of the team, a.k.a. his family, a.k.a. the most important living thing on this earth to Gavin Dawson.
Anything else, Brian?
Just sacrificing.
Sour cream?
If it's Daisy.
A dollop of Daisy.
There you go.
A dollop will do. There you go.
Yeah, I hate people that like promote stuff and don't actually use it.
Me
was
too.
That Woolchuck? Was
me
that?
Me too.
Yeah.
I can't stand that.
There's so
many of them
out there.
I'm going
to Diamonds Direct this weekend. You give me one of them tennis bracelets.
Tennis bracelets?
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. $469, biggest dub. Sent the wife to grab the exclusive True Brand Mavs Finals Dallas hat, and she got two of them.
Wow.
Whoa, way to go.
Must have been Johnny on the spot or Janie on the spot.
Wolchuk's still waiting for old DiNucci, the Nooch, to send him his exclusive gear.
I mean, he was supposed to send it to all of us. We're all a little bit bummed.
I
like how those hats are built, man. I think it's a premium hat.
It is. Yeah. It absolutely is. 314, biggest L, bought tickets to Conor McGregor's fight.
Yeah.
McGregor.
Supposedly they're rescheduling for October, UFC 307. I don't know why they don't put that thing at the Sphere if it's ever actually going to happen, which I don't believe it will.
By the way, the Eagles are Eagles.
Big dub to the Eagles fans out there.
Yeah.
Not the filthy Eagles, but the Don Henley, North Texas, born and bred Eagles that are absolutely
residency, right?
Beautiful to the ears.
That's amazing.
September through October.
Well, and last week, Nadell told us, like, you got to get out there. Even if it's a band that you don't like, you just got to go and see a show at the Sphere. It's that incredible.
Yeah, I'm going to make a beeline
for
that.
We missed that, didn't we?
We did.
The Sphere?
Yeah.
But that week we were there, it was so
busy. It was U2.
There was no way we could go.
And it was U2.
I would have gone.
I'd have gone to see you too.
I've seen them like four times.
Four times?
Yeah.
Damn. So was there a lawn you like stand on and watch it happening on the sphere? Do you surround the sphere? Yeah. Do you go inside the sphere?
You go in. Yeah, you're in that thing.
We're penetrating the sphere.
And it's, yeah, there is some form of penetration.
You're sitting inside the sphere?
Yeah. Yes.
As it's like playing on a giant screen
all
around
you. Yes, and it's like a 360 holy S kind of situation. The stage is out in front of you, but then there's screens and just like, I don't know, you're in an IMAX crazy.
Yeah.
Like, supposed to be one heck of an experiment.
Psychedelic, man.
Yes.
Yeah. We used to go to this OmniMax place where they'd have like the massive view. I forget it was called, but they'd have laser light shows for like Pink Floyd and stuff.
Okay.
Whoa.
Super trippy.
So that's like probably the infancy of what is now the sphere.
Yeah.
But same type
I'm
of
in.
Idea.
I mean, yeah, we got to go do that. Ryan Spielborg's Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV joins you next right here. Let's talk Rangers Mariners as they're coming off two in a row against the Dodgers. It's next in the Nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.